are listening to Regional and Cuisine, deep fried roots music with DJRL on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Officers are coming, gonna tear your schoolhouse down.
Well, the first time I seen Darling Corey, she was standing by the sea. Had a .45 strapped around her bosom. She had a banjo on her knee.
Officers are coming, gonna tear your schoolhouse down.
Go away, darling Corey. Quit hanging around my bed. Bad liquor has ruined my body. Pretty women gone to my head.
Oh yes, my darling. I'll do the best I can. I'll never give my pleasure to another gambling man.
Dig a hole in the meadow. Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow. Gonna lay Darling Corey down.
That was the Weavers playing Darling Corey, which was a song they always open their shows with. The show is a tribute to Pete Seeger, who's been my greatest inspiration in music for my whole life. We're talking 60 years of listening to this man's great music. The Weavers was the band he had in the 50s before he was blacklisted by McCarthy and his cohorts and had to go underground. The Weavers were always my favorite band as a kid. To me, they were like the Grateful Dead of the 50s. Pete was a great man, a huge inspiration to me. And so here's a couple more songs from Pete. Jacob's Ladder, Song of the D14.
We're all singing so pretty, I don't want to stop.
Jacob's ladder, oh, get that harmony. We are climbing one. Jacob's ladder, again.
We are climbing one.
Jacob's
ladder.
Brothers, sisters. Church harmony. Oh, every rung goes higher, higher.
Every rung goes higher, higher.
Yeah.
crops are all in, and the peaches are rottening. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to the Mexico border to take all their money to wade back again. Goodbye to my one, farewell, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. It's 600 miles to the Mexican border, and they chased them like rustlers, like outlaws, like thieves. The airplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A great ball of fire, it shook all the hill. Who are these friends who are falling like dry leaves? The radio said they're just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can raise our good crops? To fall like dry leaves and rot on our topsoil, and be known by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my one, farewell, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee.
So people always say to me, often say to me, what do music and politics have to do with each other? And I say everything. People like Pete Seeger and his inspiration, Woody Guthrie, on through Bob Dylan, and to people today, music and politics have gone hand in hand. The union organizers of the 30s and 40s used songs as one of their greatest tools to bring people together. So here's a couple tunes, one from Woody Guthrie, one from Pete Seeger. Woody Guthrie, Pastors of Plenty, which is about the situation that the Okies found themselves in when they came from Oklahoma to California after being promised plenty of work and everything, and they found out this was worse poverty than they were experiencing in Oklahoma. The next song is Union, made by Pete Seeger, which was actually based on an old Western swing song called Red Wing. And every time I heard Red Wing in my mind, it's just Union Made is singing. And it's another great song. It's a song for union organizers.
A mighty hard road that my poor hand is hold. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. out of your dust bowl, and westward we rolled, and your desert was hot, and your mountains was cold. I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground in the light of your moon. On the edge of your city you've seen us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California and Arizona, I make all your crops, and it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from that grand coulee dam where the water runs down. Ever stayed in this union us migrants have been, we'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Well, it's always we ramble, that river and I, all along your green valley I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
There once was a union maid, she never was afraid of the goons and the ginks and the company thinks and the deputy sheriff that made the raid. She went to the union hall when a meeting it was called. When the company boys come around, she always stood her ground. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. This union maid was wise to the tricks of the company spies. She'd never be fooled by a company stool. She'd always organize the guys. She'd always get her way. When she asked for better pay, she'd show her card to the company guard. And this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Now, you girls want to be free, take a little tip from me. Get you a man who's a union man and join the ladies' auxiliary. Married life ain't hard if you got a union card. And a union man has a happy life if he's got a union wife. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die. Oh, the ladies' auxiliary is a good auxiliary. It's the best auxiliary that you ever did see. If you need an auxiliary, see the ladies' auxiliary. It's the ladies' auxiliary.
So Pete and Woody, they inspired a whole generation of singer-songwriters and traveling musicians and rock and roll musicians, too. And one of the foremost disciples of those guys was Bob Dylan. And Bob Dylan, in his early days, he was very, very much a political songwriter. And when he got into the more visionary stuff, a lot of people felt abandoned. And then he had the audacity to pick up electric guitars. But to me, music is it's always political. His music changes consciousness, and that is nothing is more political than that. So here's two of Dylan's early political songs, "With God on Our Side," which is an indictment of American culture, you know, in a big way, and "Masters of War," which is an indictment of the military-industrial complex.
Oh, my name, it ain't not country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Ah, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charge, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charge, the Indians died. Ah, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish-American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. World War, boys, it closed at its fate. The reason for fighting it I never got straight, but I learned to accept it with pride, for you don't count the dead when God's on your side. World War, it came to an end. We forgave the Germans and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now too have God on their side. I've learned to hate Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run and to hide, and accept it all bravely with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If fire them we're forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide, and you never ask questions when God's on your side. Through many a dark hour I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. As I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and they fall to the floor. And if God is on our side, he'll stop the next war.
Masters of war, hear that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just want you to know I can read through your mask. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your own little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. Then you turn and run, father, when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. Where a war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Oh, threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. Hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon. I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed. And I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
We have three songs from him. He's a man named Dave Littman, who was one of my oldest friends. I met him in around 1966. We immediately hit it off, and we immediately started to play music together. He was writing songs even then. He was a junior in high school. I was a freshman. He had already written a whole sheaf of songs, and he had a very clever way of songwriting. He was a very political person as well, and his music has always been political. And to this day, in fact, I just played with him last week, to this day, he tours around doing political satire and also sings his wonderful songs. In 1997, he contacted me. I hadn't seen him in quite a long time and said, I'm making a new record, and I was thinking I would come to Sacramento and maybe we'd get some of the old guys we used to play with to work on this record with us together. And that kind of evolved into basically just me producing some songs for him and using the talent that I had available here in Sacramento. And so he gave me four songs to do. I did the four songs. He liked them, so I ended up doing the whole album. In 1998, the album was called I Hate Walmart. It was voted one of the 100 best folk music records no one is ever going to hear. Three songs off it are coming up. They're three very political songs. And also, well put together songs. Dave's just very masterful. If You Can See Me is a song about political prisoners. Hamburger Hill is a song about the diminishing expectations of American people because of the economy and the way it's been exploited. And I think There's More is also about that.
I went to Vietnam, Agent Orange has a hold on me still. Freedom movement made me an organizer while I was studying on the GI Bill. Luck of the leader is to be locked up. 25 years counting eight in the hole. I'm not famous, I'm not Mandela, but I am imprisoned in a jail. My name is Geronimo Gijaga, and my soul is not for sale. Computer programmer was my occupation. I heard about civil rights down in the South. I could not keep my mind on my program. I had to use my heart and my mouth. I lived in Harlem, I was Black Panther. I looked for answers for my people. I am not famous, I'm not Mandela, but I am imprisoned in a jail. My name is Sundi Ata Akoli, and my soul is not for sale. Down at the market, no one talks about it. On the TV, you won't see this tale. But if you can see me, then they must free me. So won't you please lift up the veil. They call me terrorist for conspiring against the government and companies who strip, mine, pollute, and destroy. In Puerto Rico, they do as they please. They like to talk about freedom fighters, but not in their own backyard. They took my sister and me, we're doing 83, and there will be no bail. My name is Ida Luz Rodriguez, and my country's not for sale. Driving cabs is a good way to pay the rent for a journalist who tells the truth. They've been after me since I've been after them. No, I did not waste my youth. In Philadelphia, police won't help ya except to beat you to the punch. They beat my brother, there was another, shot the policeman, but I'm doing the time. My name is Mumia Abu-Jamal, and the system is the crime. Down at the market, no one talks about it. On the TV, you won't see this tale. But if you can't see me, then they must free me. So won't you please lift up the veil. Government goons come to terrorize. We had a duty to defend our family from corruption, guns, and lies. The FBI came, they played that old game, divide and conquer to maintain their power. I'm not famous, I'm not Mandela, but I am imprisoned in a jail. My name is Leonard, Leonard Peltier, and this land is not for sale. Down at the market, no one talks about it. On the TV, you won't see this tale. But if you can't see me, then they must free me. So won't you please lift up the veil. If you can't see me, then they must free me. So won't you please lift up the veil.
Mom and Dad bought and sold four family homes, raised four boys, and then one day, Daddy went back to school to become a doctor of philosophy. I think I might follow in my father's footsteps, except I forgot to have those kids. And homes and jobs, I had a job once, but I had to let him go. I had to downsize my expectations. What do you expect from a downhill nation? Maybe I'm not supposed to know this. My job just took a plane. Maybe I'm not supposed to know this. Economy may not be coming back this way again. But just like Pittsburgh lost its steel, Detroit lost it to better wheels, I'm up here working on Hamburger Hill. Don't you know I tried? Don't you know they lied? Don't you ever wonder why? It sometimes seems all your childhood dreams get ground up in a roundup of the evening news. Here I am again, down at the welfare. Here I am again, searching for relief. Here I am again, looking for my health care. Is this a great country or where's the beef? I would have bought American if I could have bought it all. But as falls General Motors, so the country falls. And now I see falls on you and me. I guess I'll go plant zucchini. That's the only green I'm gonna see. Well, I don't know, but I've been told the streets of the future are lined with information. Every time the program changes, the system crashes down on me. I'd like to reprogram that goddamn corporation, 'cause I'm up here working on Hamburger Hill. Don't you know I tried? Don't you know they lied? Don't you ever wonder why? It sometimes seems all your childhood dreams get ground up in a roundup of the evening news. Falling out of the middle class, unemployed, wanna kick some ass. Whenever the economy fails, they build a dozen new jails. I'm in the jailhouse now. These days I guess you build your own cell and you throw away your own. We gotta learn computers. I wonder, will that help stop the looters who stole the American dream? Maybe I'm not supposed to know this. My job just took a plane. Maybe I'm not supposed to know this. Economy may not be coming back this way again. But just like Pittsburgh lost its steel, Detroit lost it to better wheels, I'm up here working on Hamburger Hill. Don't you know I tried? Don't you know they lied? Don't you ever wonder why? It sometimes seems all your childhood dreams get ground up in a roundup of the evening news. Don't you know I tried? Don't you know they lied? Don't you ever wonder why? Sometimes seems all your childhood dreams get ground up in a roundup of the evening news. Thank you.
know they used to roam all over Kansas, speaking from the back of a railroad car. Socialists spread out their maps and explain the way the world is and how it should be. Talked up the cause in working man's bars. Oh, but now nobody knows that. They say you're crazy to believe it. You better cover up your t-shirts about the war and ecology. You know they used to trade car repair for haircuts, using no money, work together, plant the garden, paint the town. Cooperate in community, raise each other up when the country was down. And Upton Sinclair said, well, only seems fair. Oh, but now nobody knows that. They say you're crazy to believe it. You better cover up your buttons about cooperatives. That's not the way we do things here. Come a long way, baby. We got a long, 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 long way to go. Sometimes seem like we've been going backwards, and we got so very little to show. Oh, but I've seen people talking in their cars on the phone, passing people without any home. Now they're rioting on the ghetto block, and the farm is on the auction block. I've seen friends and neighbors lying to each other. I've seen the best minds of my generation lying to me. And I think there's more. I know there's more. I think there's more. I know there's more. There's more.
Yeah, so I was introduced to all this great music by my parents, who were part of the folk music scare of the late 50s, early 60s. They loved Pete Seeger more than anything. In 1960, when Pete was blacklisted, he was touring around doing college gigs. It was the only thing he could do. And my parents, as members of the Folk Music Society of Sacramento, promoted a concert with Pete coming to Sacramento to play. We picked him up at the airport. He came to our home. He had dinner with us, and we took him to the show. We played the show. 1,000 people fell out. 99 cents a ticket. But somebody told us that if you charge less than a dollar, you don't have to worry about paying taxes. And at the end of the show, he comes up to my dad, who was the treasurer, and says, "Milt, I have to talk to you about the money." And my dad's freaking out, thinking, "Oh man, $1,000 we're going to give him is not enough." And he goes, "This is way too much money. I have to give some of this money back to you guys. You guys are a worthy organization. I'm embarrassed to take this much money." But they insisted, and we ended up taking the money. But it was a huge day for me in my life. Yeah, very inspirational. Years later, my mom said to me one time, she goes, "Joe, when we go to a Pete concert," she used to call Pete Bigger Pete, just like we call Jerry Garcia Jerry, she said, "It's like a religious experience." And I said, "Is it any wonder that I am who I am?" Okay, so the next song is just a beautiful ballad and a very sad song. It's dedicated to the whole human race. It's called Rainbow Race.
One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shore, one earth so green and round. Who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try to show my rainbow race. It's too soon to die. Some folks want to be like an ostrich, bury their heads in the sand. Some hope that plastic dreams can unclench all those greedy hands. Some hope to take the easy way. Poisons, bombs, they think we need 'em. Don't you know you can't kill all the unbelievers? There's no shortcut to freedom.
One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and brown. Who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try to show my rainbow
rays.
It's too soon to die.
Go tell all the little children. Tell all the mothers and fathers too. Now's our last chance to learn to share what's been given to me and you.
One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and brown. Who could ask for more? And because
with me, DJRL. And this last song here is called Irene Goodnight. It was written by Lead Belly. It was the Weaver's closing song always. I think it's just a fitting goodbye. Thank you very much, everybody.
This song, Irene, from a friend of ours. His name was Hughie Leadbetter. He called himself Leadbelly, king of the 12-string guitar. Some people thought he was the greatest folk singer that ever lived in America. We knew him best as a rememberer of folk songs, and he taught us dozens of them, especially Irene. This was his theme song, and he sang it for over 30 years before he died. Well, he died before Irene got to be known to so many millions of Americans. Hughie had a hard and wonderful life. It's over now. But his songs are still very much alive.
Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
Last Saturday night I got married. Me and my wife settled down.
gambling, stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family, stay there by your fireside bright.
Now